Hey everyone, this is Sydney Shoup from Victory Condition Gaming, and you're listening to the Victory Condition Gaming Podcast.
Hey everyone, welcome to Victory Condition Gaming. My name is Doug.
And I'm Sydney.
And this is our somewhat monthly show, although it didn't happen last month, did it, Sydney?
It could be every other month.
It could be every other month. Last month was chock full of different content for the podcast, and we weren't able to fit this one in. This is our May Doug and Sydney Go to the Movies, where we talk about movies that we've gone to. We both have movie pass this year, and we are talking about the movies that we saw. We're going to try to do this once a month, but maybe it's, like you said, maybe it's a once every couple months episode kind of show. I don't know. But we've got a lot of movies that we're going to talk about. And then afterwards, we have a special announcement that we're going to talk about just briefly. We'll talk about it later on. In 2 weeks, if you've been following us on Facebook or Twitter.
Or Instagram,
that's right. It was on Instagram, you're right. You have probably already seen some of the announcement, and we're going to talk about it a little bit more in depth tonight. Sydney.
Yes.
You excited to talk about some movies?
Yes, but before we begin, I would like to clarify that MoviePass did not in any way sponsor this episode.
Okay, very good. Thank you for that disclaimer. I would hate to have MoviePass lawyers showing up at my doorstep falsely accusing me of sponsoring this podcast. All right, so we saw quite a few movies this last stretch. It's probably like a month and a half since we've seen since we did our last Doug and Sydney Go to the Movies. Let's talk about the first movie that we saw. I think it was what? Was it March? I think it was March. Yeah, because it was April was last month. Duh.
April was last month.
Yeah, April. This is May.
So, oh, really?
Yeah, so it was May. I mean, it was March, our last Doug and Sydney Go to the Movies episode.
Oh, wow.
It was so long ago. Yeah, we've been busy. The first movie that we saw was Pacific Rim Uprising, which is the sequel to Pacific Rim. It takes place years after that Pacific Rim movie. Let's see. Let me bring up some of the info on it. It was directed by Stephen S. DeKnight, and he also was one of the writers on it, along with Emily Karma, Michael, and three more other folks. It stars John Boyega, who plays, Finn? Yeah, it's Finn in the new Star Wars movies. Scott Eastwood.
I didn't know what you were talking about. So if you were specifically stating that it was Star Wars, then I would have remembered.
Ah, okay.
But you were like, I was trying to figure out what you were gonna say.
And also Kaylee Spani, I think that's how you pronounce her last name. This movie takes place years after the first Pacific Rim movie. The main character is Pentecost's son, who's kind of a washout. And I'm sorry if this spoils some of the movie for folks. I apologize. But the main character is like a washout from the Pacific Rim armed services or whatever it is. And they bring him back into the fold. And they have to battle a new type of kaiju. I'm going to say that this, if you are a fan of the first Pacific Rim movie, the second Pacific Rim movie, while it's giant mechs and giant kaiju, it isn't, for me, it didn't quite live up to the hype. It didn't quite live up to the first one. I really, really loved the first one. The second one, Pacific Rim Uprising, seemed to be a little too gimmicky for me. I mean, I know that it's giant mechs and giant monsters battling each other, so it's kind of gimmicky to begin with.
What do you mean gimmicky?
Without spoiling the whole movie for folks, there was a type of kaiju that I really thought was kind of pushing it as far as, like, I don't know. No. I mean, it was kind of cool, but it was kind of out there. And I know what they were trying to do. They were trying to get the whole, you know, the whole fandom kind of likes those type of things. But for me personally, I just think the kaiju are cool. I mean, you don't really need to kind of change that up at all.
Fandom's just like, yeah, and then you're just like,
just make cool monsters for us for the Jaegers to fight, and I'm happy, and give us a somewhat decent storyline. The first one didn't really have a great storyline, but it was just great. It had great action scenes. The fact that this wasn't directed by Del Toro kind of dropped it down a couple notches for me to begin with. It just didn't seem like it was as loved as Del Toro loved the first one. So I'm going to say, if you're a fan of Pacific Rim, check it out. You might not like it as much as the first one, but I'm glad that they did make a second one. I don't think they'll probably make a third one, unfortunately, as much as I love this genre of movie.
Pacific Rim, did I see the first one?
Yeah, we have it on DVD.
But did I see it?
It's been on quite a few times, whether or not you've actually paid attention. Did you pay attention during this movie?
I mean, like, I watched it, but I wasn't, like, watching it. Like, I just kind of was, like, staring at this screen. Like, some people, when they watch movies, they just, like, stare at a screen, but then, like, 2 seconds later, they're like, oh! Or, like, 2 seconds after the movie, they're like, oh, now I finally get it. Like they finally have, like, they finally, like, not, like, absorb all the information, but, like, they were, like, staring at the screen, but they, like, absorbed information. But, like, I was just staring at the screen, like, what is going on?
It really didn't last very long in theaters. I hope they at least made their money back on the movie itself, but I honestly, if they make a third Pacific Rim movie, I'll be shocked. I hope that they do, but I really don't think
that. What would it be called? Pacific Rim?
I don't know.
If we were to come up with a title for Pacific Rim 3.
Pacific Rim Annihilation.
That actually sounds really interesting.
It does, doesn't it? I should totally tell I forget what studio puts Pacific Rim out.
Here.
People are probably screaming at me. Over on the intercom, on the podcast, and
we are probably not.
I think it's Legendary. Legendary does it. So
you should call them.
Oh, you know what we forgot to do? We forgot to do the Sydney dramatic reading of the synopsis of the movie.
Yes, of course.
Do you want to read the synopsis of the movie dramatically?
I will probably not be able to pronounce anything correctly.
So that's Pentecost.
Oh, what about that?
Makomori.
Makomori.
That's kaiju.
Okay.
Okay.
What's that?
Jaeger.
Jaeger. Why is it? Yeah. Why does it start with a J? Because
that's the way it's pronounced.
Why?
I think it's like German or something. That's how it's pronounced. So go ahead. Go ahead.
This is gonna feel so weird. Oh my gosh. Jake Pentecost, son of Stacker Pentecost, reunites with Mako Mori to lead a new generation of Jaeger pilots, including rival Lambert and 15-year-old hacker Amara, against new kaiju threat. A new kaiju.
Yeah. No, and like
that was,
I said,
that was not very dramatic because you didn't know how to pronounce that.
That's okay. That's okay. I'm going to say give it a rent if you like Pacific Rim. If you like the first movie, give this one a rent and watch it. If you're one of those like me that will probably get it just because I like the first one so much and I kind of want both bookends, and I don't know if they'll actually make a third movie, I will probably
Pacific
get it.
Pacific Rim Annihilation.
Until Pacific Rim Annihilation comes out.
That is copyrighted.
Yeah, that's they better make that movie now. That's all I'm saying.
But it's copyrighted now.
No, well, that's okay. But then like, what I'll do is, like, you know, when they actually announce Pacific Rim Annihilation, I'll boot up this podcast and be like, see, they took my idea.
And then you could, like, sue them or something.
No, then I can just go around and, like, brag about how, like, the studio used my idea to title their movie.
They're super cool.
Yeah. Anyway.
But bragging is not very nice, Dad.
Well, I know. But it's cool when you can name a movie.
You could just name any random movie.
So, yeah, so that's Pacific Rim Uprising. The next movie that we saw after that, after Pacific Rim Uprising, was Ready Player One. And this is based on a novel set in the future.
Wait, hold on. The sequel would be called Ready Player Two.
Okay, yeah, I like that. Very good. Do you want to read the synopsis dramatically of the movie, please?
Okay.
Ready Player One.
No.
Go ahead.
When the creator of a virtual reality world called the Oasis dies, he releases a video in which he challenges all Oasis users to find his Easter egg, which will give them the finder his fortune.
Nice.
That was not very good.
That's all right.
That was not very good.
Ready Player One is based on a novel by Ernest Cline. The novel, if you have read, I'm going to give you a little bit of spoilers here. If you've read the novel, which your mom and you know, which your mom did, and then you go to see this movie or you watch this movie, the movie is much different than the novel.
Is that are you just going with what mom said?
Yeah, I mean, I haven't read the book. I haven't read the book. I'm just going to warn folks ahead of time that if you're going expecting to get the novel in, in a cinematic form, it's not going to be. They did take some liberties with the storyline and so on and so forth. The director of this movie was Steven Spielberg, who usually puts out some very, very good titles. This movie stars Ty Sheridan, Olivia Cooke, and Ben Mendelsohn.
Mm-hmm.
It is set in this future where the future is not so good, so folks use this online program to kind of escape reality, and that's kind of where everybody hangs out pretty much, because real life is kind of a bummer, and so people always stay.
And people can use their imagination.
The one thing that I really like about this movie is that there were a lot of 80s references in it. I guess there's not quite as many 80s references as the book, because they probably didn't have the rights to certain characters and certain images and certain IPs for the movie. But I really liked certain things that would just pop up occasionally during scenes from the 80s. That was really cool. Sydney, what did you think of Ready Player One?
I liked it.
Yeah, I liked Ready Player One as well. It's probably going to be a purchase for us once it comes out on Blu-ray. The storyline was really good, even though it differs from the book. I really enjoyed it. Basically, there's this evil corporation that wants to gain control of the Oasis for their own purposes.
What were they called?
And I forget what the 101s? I can't remember. What is it?
No.
I can't remember. It's okay.
We have to look it up. We'll just look it up right
now.
No,
it's fine. Visually, this movie was stunning. This movie was phenomenal. There is a lot of, 3D animation and visual effects in this movie. So a large portion of it is not, taking place in...
I really feel like it would be really cool to see in 3D.
Yeah, I don't know if it's still out in theaters, but if you do get a chance to see it... and you can get to see it in 3D. Of course, we can't see it in 3D and use our movie pass. So,
but we could not use our movie pass and go see it.
We could. But I'm kind of cheap, so, you know. And plus, it's probably not even in theaters anymore, I don't think. But Ready Player One...
We'll just go up to the counter of, a movie theater. Just be like, put this back in theater so we can watch it in 3D.
Don't you know who I am?
I helped name Pacific Rim.
I named Pacific Rim Annihilation.
They'd probably just be like, "I'm sorry,
I don't know that movie. That movie doesn't exist, sir." Yes, it does.
It exists in my mind.
Ready Player One was a hit for us. You actually got to see it twice, which was awesome. Did you like seeing it a second time?
Yes.
Was it better the second time, or was it really good? Was it just as good as the first time? Okay. This is probably the longest thought that I've ever seen you have. I'm excited to see it again for the second time, just to see if there's any hidden
we could see
80s things that I missed the first time.
You mean like 80s Easter eggs?
Yeah, like 80s Easter eggs.
Sorry.
Yeah, no, that's
okay. I'll stop with my puns.
That's all right.
Ready Player 2.
Yeah, that was a good pun. That was a dad pun right there.
What, Ready Player 2?
Yeah.
Ready Player 2, the sequel. Ready Player 2 is now the sequel.
So, we're going to tell you to go rent it as soon as it comes out on DVD or Blu-ray. If you didn't get a chance to see it in the theaters, it is really good. It's rated, what, PG-13? Yeah, PG-13.
There
wasn't a whole lot. I think it was just because there was some intense and a little bit of violence on some of the scenes. But
it's intensifying.
Yeah, it wasn't too bad.
Intense.
So go watch Ready Player One. The next movie after that we saw was kind of like an independent kind of movie. I don't know how you want to call it, but it is a Wes Anderson movie called Isle of Dogs. And it's all stop motion, like animation. There wasn't any like actual people in this movie. It was all and it was interesting. I'll let you read the synopsis of the movie.
The one sentence.
Dramatically. Go ahead, Sydney.
Set in Japan, Isle of Dogs follows a boy's odyssey in search of his lost dog.
Yeah, and that's exactly what it was. It's really interesting. It's a Wes Anderson movie. Bryan Cranston was the lead. And Edward Norton also voiced one of the dogs.
What about that guy?
And Koyo Rankin.
You know, the guy that you skipped.
Sorry, I didn't mean to. It was really... Bill Murray was in it. Jeff Goldblum. There's just Greta Gerwig, Scarlett Johansson. There's a lot of big names in this movie. The critics loved it, as you can see. It has an 8.2 out of 10. I don't know if I'd watch it again though. It was really odd.
I found it a little strange, but for some reason, I really liked it because it had dogs in it.
Yeah, no.
It had cats in it at one point. And I'm more of, even though I'm more of a cat person, I liked it.
Yeah, no, it was good. It was well done as far as the storytelling, and it was just in a style that Wes Anderson's done a few other movies like this, and I'm trying to get them
like
up. Like the Fantastic Mr. Fox. That's exactly what this movie was like. If you've seen The Fantastic Mr. Fox, if you've seen Fantastic Mr. Fox, this movie is exactly like that type of movie. Only it's about an Isle of Dogs in Japan.
Ooh.
Yeah, it's interesting.
It's special.
Yeah, I guess if you see it in Redbox, and you liked Fantastic Mr. Fox. Rent Isle of Dogs. What do you say, Sydney? Do you agree? Would you just rent it anyway, even if you hadn't seen Fantastic Mr. Fox?
I haven't.
You haven't seen me. I know. That's
why I haven't seen Fantastic Mr. Fox.
Exactly. But would you tell folks to rent it and watch it? You seem to like it.
I liked it. Well, I mean, I don't dislike it, but I don't, like, it's not, like, one of the best movies I've ever seen, like...
Right. It's not a movie that we'll probably buy, and...
But I did like it, but it's not, like, really...
Yeah, it didn't grab you as far as the storytelling and like, anything, like, really major.
I really like the dogs, though. The dogs are, like, the best part.
Yeah, the dogs were kind of neat. They all had their own personality, which is neat. This was one of those movies where MoviePass seems to be a cool option, because this is normally a movie that we probably wouldn't have gotten to see. But since we had MoviePass...
And we sort of wanted to see it.
And we kind of wanted to see it.
But we weren't really sure whether we'd like it or not like
right.
it. We were just like, hey, let's go watch a movie.
Let's go watch a movie about an island of dogs.
It's beautiful.
Yeah. No, it's definitely probably dolls. A pass for me to see again. It's not too bad watching it the first time, but after that, I wouldn't watch it a second time. And I definitely am not going to run out and buy a copy of it for our Blu-ray library. All right. The next movie up is an action movie that also involves giant beasts.
Yeah.
That would be Rampage, starring Dwayne "The Rock" Johnson.
Oh, you mean... No.
Sydney, do you want to read the... That's right. Do you want to read the synopsis of the movie dramatically?
Word?
Pathogen. Primatologist. Genesis.
Just point to
Do you want me just to read the synopsis for you?
You know, you can just like listen to like the three words and then find out what it is.
Yeah, that's pretty much, there it is. There's the synopsis, those three words.
Wait, you have to read it dramatically though.
Okay, here. Pathogen. Primatologist.
No, you have to read the entire thing.
Geneticist team.
No, you have to read the entire
okay,
thing.
Here we go. When three different animals become infected with a dangerous pathogen, a primologist, I messed it up, a primatologist, a geneticist team.
You have to start over.
When three different animals become infected with a dangerous pathogen, a primatologist and a geneticist team. I can't even say it now. And a geneticist team up to stop them from destroying Chicago. There. It took me like forever to get that out.
I think I might like this movie more because
I should have just stuck with the three words the first time.
Can you read the three words again?
So this no, I'm not going to do that. So this movie was directed by Brad Pennington, Brad Payton, I'm sorry. This is based on an old video game. And if you grew up in the 80s, you probably played Rampage. It was giant animals that destroyed buildings and ate people and smashed cars, and you had to destroy all, and stay alive and everything. You've got helicopters shooting at you and whatnot.
I can just imagine the game right now. It'd be really slow.
Yeah.
I can just imagine them be like, oh, 2 seconds later. Oh.
It wasn't one of my favorite. It wasn't really one of my favorite video games growing up, but it was fun when I got to play it at the arcade or whatnot.
Were you just gonna say the movie theater for a minute?
No, I didn't say anything.
It sounded like you were gonna say that. Like you started going, it was fun whenever I got to play the arcade.
This movie stars Dwayne "The Rock" Johnson, as I said, Naomi Harris, Malene Ackerman, Jeffrey Dean Morgan, Jake Lacy, and Joe Manganiello. I know I'm gonna butcher that name.
Manganiello.
Magniano? I don't know. He's the big. He was the big beefy guy in True Blood.
In what?
So he was the werewolf. You wouldn't know because we didn't watch True Blood, but he's in a lot of different stuff. This movie, even though the critics don't really give it all that well of a score, and I know it's not in theaters anymore, but this was kind of a fun movie for me. I
kind of liked it.
It was funny. It's PG-13, so if you've got younger kids, there are a couple scenes that you probably be like, okay, don't do that, you know, after the movie. But I like this movie more than I thought it was. And this is actually the second movie starring Dwayne "The Rock" Johnson, because I'm not usually a big Dwayne "The Rock" Johnson Dwayne Johnson,
why,
actor fan.
I have a question.
Yes.
Why is he called The Rock?
That was his wrestling name.
Why?
The Rock. That's just what his that's what his stage name was.
Why?
And he used to say, "Can you smell what The Rock is cooking?" Yep. The real star of the show is this giant, like, huge gorilla creature.
I want to know who did the job. Like, you know how there's always...
There's, like a stop motion. Yeah, who did the stop motion for the... I don't know.
Not like that, but, like,
that's
I mean,
a great question.
Be.
I wonder who it is.
Well, I mean, it could be, but you know, that wasn't what I was asking.
Before. Yeah, I don't know if it. I don't know.
Yeah, let's read the storyline.
I'm trying to find it. I don't see it. This movie is probably. I don't know if I liked it enough to go out and buy it once it comes out on DVD, but I'll definitely probably watch it again. And if it's on like network TV, or just on TV in general, I'll probably watch it because it is kind of funny. It's just not one of my. It's just not one of my favorite movies. And Jeffrey Dean Morgan is perfect in this movie. He's typical Jeffrey Dean Morgan. And he kind of steals a lot of the scenes that he's in. And who? Jeffrey Dean Morgan, the government guy. That I don't want to spoil the movie, but the guy that the is kind of the nemesis of
Dwayne the Rock Johnson.
That's right.
Of Dwayne
so, Sydney,
the Rock.
What did you think of Rampage?
It was good.
It was good. Would you watch it again?
Probably.
Yeah, I mean, it was okay.
I'm very descriptive.
It's one of those movies, again, where, like, I wasn't dying to go see it in the theater, but since we had MoviePass, we went and saw it.
Like, it was a good movie,
I
liked it.
Yeah.
But, like, it wasn't, like...
It wasn't, like, sensational or anything. Yeah.
I kind of like Jumanji better.
Oh, yeah, I did kind of like Jumanji better. That's a good point. I guess if you kind of want to watch a Dwayne the Rock Johnson comedy movie. Watch Jumanji, the latest
Jumanji. Johnson.
Yeah, you watch the Jumanji movie. If you want something with a little more action, watch Rampage.
Rampage. Wait, can you read the description again?
I'm not gonna read the description again. So the next movie that I'm gonna talk about, because Sydney did not see this movie. In fact, that she went and saw.
Ready Player One
a second time with her friend while Amanda and I went and saw this movie. And Amanda wasn't keen on seeing this movie to begin with, but I had heard really great things about it, and it stars one of my favorite couples in the business right now.
Why is that red?
I know, it's just the way
it's very strange. Red.
That movie is A Quiet Place.
Can I read the description dramatically?
Yeah, go ahead and read the synopsis really dramatically.
In a post-apocalyptic world, a family is forced to live in silence while hiding from monsters with ultra-sensitive hearing.
This movie, my wife Amanda is not like a horror type of fan. She doesn't really like horror movies. And so when I suggested we go see this movie, she was not on board with it. But as we saw more and more reviews that came out that said that this movie is really, really well done, we eventually changed her mind. And of course, it stars John Krasinski.
Well, it doesn't star. He's the director.
It does. He does. And he's the director. Yeah, this is his directorial debut. And him and Emily Blunt is his actual wife as well. I don't know if you're familiar with. And Millicent Simmons. Is one of the. I'm guessing she's probably the young lady. Yeah, she's the young lady Regan in this movie. Now this movie, I'm gonna tell you right now. You know how I said that Black Panther was probably my movie of the year so far?
Because it has armored rhinos?
Yes. This movie does not have armored rhinos. I'm going to warn everybody. This movie...
Because they're too loud.
Right. This movie is, so far, my movie of the year. And we haven't even talked about some the biggest movie that has come out yet. But this movie right here, I can't wait to get on DVD. I can't wait to watch it again.
Could I watch it this time because it's rated PG-13?
I think you'd get scared. It is a scary movie. Now, it's not gory all that much.
Gory.
It's not really like Gordy. it's not really like, you know,
like, with like gourds, like pumpkins or something.
Yeah, no, it doesn't have any. I don't think it has any pumpkins in it.
Or squash.
Or squashes.
Or any other gorge that I can think of.
But it is really, really intense. And it's really, really quiet. So
I'd probably just end up, like, making all the noise. Just be like...
Yes. That is one of those things where if you watch this movie with a noisy person, with someone that likes to talk, someone that likes to eat and eat loud...
Me.
It's really going to disrupt the enjoyment of this movie. In fact, that was one of my biggest concerns when we saw this in the theater, was that somebody else was going to be noisy, and it detracts from the intensity of the movie. It is really, really well done. I can't stress that enough. This movie, I'm not big, like, I'm kind of with Manda where I don't like really gory horror movies.
Like what?
But I do like, we don't have to, like Saw or whatever. But
people are talking about it at school. I don't know why.
Yeah, they're really not my thing. But I really liked A Quiet Place. It's really intense. There's some really, really powerful scenes. It's...
Were the monsters like... Rawr.
It's one
or
are
they more like... Rawr!
I don't... It's... You have to watch it to understand it. I am kind of concerned that it might not come across as well watching it at home.
Yeah.
As watching it in the theater.
Yeah, some movies are like that. Yeah. Where they're like really good in the theater, but then you go and you watch it at home and you're just like, I'm not sure I like this movie anymore.
But I can't wait for this movie to get out on DVD or Blu-ray. I'm going to buy it as soon as it comes out, or just get it somehow.
Just get it.
You know, maybe somebody will gift it to me or something. But this right here, A Quiet Place, is my movie of the year so far. It dethroned Black Panther. As much as I love Black Panther.
And those armored rhinos.
A Quiet Place is my favorite movie so far of this year.
Now I have a question for you.
With Black Panther is a close second.
Yes. I have a question. If A Quiet Place had armored rhinos in it, would it...
It probably would knock it down from the first, because armored rhinos are noisy, and it would have probably ruined the whole movie.
But it would be really funny.
Yeah, no. This movie was phenomenal. Go see it, rent it, watch it.
Etc.
Don't watch it with young kids, because it is intense.
I'm a young kid.
Yeah, I'm still on the fence on whether or not you should watch it, because it's just really, really intense. Quiet Place.
But it's
so
rated,
far.
But it's rated PG-13.
I know it is.
PG-13 movies before.
I know you have.
Like, I'm pretty sure Jumanji is PG-13.
Yes, but Jumanji and A Quiet Place, two totally different movies.
They sound very similar.
They're not similar at all.
They both have people in them. They're very similar.
I loved A Quiet Place. I can't stress that enough. Go watch A Quiet Place. And that's going to bring us to our final movie that we saw during, since the last Doug and Sydney Goes to the Movies. And that would be probably the biggest movie in quite some time. The movie that hopefully, I'm guessing, Sydney, years down the road, once she's older, is going to remember, hey, you know what? I remember my parents taking me to this movie. I remember going to see this movie multiple times in the theater. And that, of course, we're going to try to keep this spoiler-free as much as possible. Because I don't want to ruin this movie for anybody that hasn't seen Infinity War.
But then, if we are probably going to spoil something, so can we say spoiler alert before if we were to give spoilers?
I guess so.
I'd be like, spoiler alert!
We're not going to give away the massive ending, though. There is something that happens at the end, and we don't want to give that away.
Yes.
Because I don't want to ruin it just to
really
anybody
like
that
picture,
hasn't
though.
Seen this movie.
I really like that picture.
And that, of course, would be Marvel's Avengers Infinity War.
I really liked it. I really liked it just right off the bat.
Infinity War, why don't you read the synopsis, Sydney, and then we'll take it from there.
Okay, for a second, it said the word allies. I thought it said aliens.
Mm.
That would have been really cool, though, if it was replaced with aliens instead of allies.
Maybe.
The Avengers and their allies must be willing to sacrifice all in an attempt to defeat the powerful Thanos before his blitz of devastation and ruin puts an end to the universe. Now, I'm going to do something really quickly. The Avengers and their aliens must be willing to sacrifice.
No.
That would be really funny, though, if the entire movie were just aliens and the Avengers.
And, of course, this movie is directed by the Russo brothers, Anthony and Joe. It stars a whole bunch of different people because pretty much if you've watched any of the Avengers movies or the Marvel movies, it's got them all in it, except for there is one Avenger that's not in it. Sydney, do you know which Avenger that is? Think. There's one Avenger that's not in this movie. And they kind of talk about it a little bit as to why they are not in the movie. Oh, actually, no, you know what? There are two Avengers not in this movie now that I think about it. I didn't even think about it until now. And they allude to the second one as well. There's two Avengers that are not in this movie that we've seen. Ant-Man and... Hawkeye, that's right. Yeah.
For some reason, I thought Green Lantern.
They are not.
I don't know how I thought Green Lantern.
That is a totally different fandom.
I don't even know how.
I don't even think you deserved this co-chair if you said Green Lantern.
I'm totally different. Like, I know it's not Green Lantern, but why is it coming to my mind so often?
I really like
Green Lantern.
I really liked Infinity War. For me, it lived up to the expectation of what I hoped it would be.
There's no Green Lantern, though.
No, there's no Green Lantern, because that's DC, and we're not going there.
Marvel and DC are very similar.
I am going to say that if you haven't seen all the Marvel movies to this point, try to go see them. I don't think you've seen all the Marvel movies at this point, so this movie does make more sense if you've seen all the other Marvel movies.
I did like this movie, though.
It's good. I just think you get more out of it if you watch the other movies.
Dad, I'm going to ask you a question now.
Sure.
Who's your favorite character in this movie? Who's your favorite character in this movie?
That's a great question. I don't know. There's so many. Of course, it doesn't really stick to one character. And that's one thing that I've heard people talk about, is that they don't like the fact that it seemed like there was different stories going on all the time, so it felt like it was kind of all over the place. But for me, it was fine because...
I don't really like books that are like that, where there's like 50 different stories happening.
I thought it was good because it kind of ties everything together and brings everybody together.
I really like that picture, though.
I think my favorite character would have to be
Thanos.
Vision.
Vision?
Yeah. I really liked Vision. And I know that guy. Yeah, and I know he didn't have a huge, you know, he's not one of the main characters, but I like that whole storyline with him and Wanda, the Scarlet Witch, and
that one?
Yeah, I liked how that kind of played out.
Wait a minute.
I didn't.
You want to know who's your favorite character? Green Lantern.
No. But I thought this movie had a good mix. Again, it's a typical Marvel movie. It does have some comedy in it, some action, some serious storylines.
The funny parts are mostly with, like, the Guardians of the Galaxy.
Of course it is, yeah. And then Hulk had, Bruce Banner had some funny parts as well. Of course, they bring in... And Spider-Man had a couple pretty funny scenes.
Wait, is Spider-Man on this poster?
Yeah, it's right there.
Oh, it's really hard to see.
Yeah.
Because, like, the way his
I love the fact that they did the Iron Spider-Man suit. I love that. That was awesome.
Dad, you're spoiling!
I know. Well, you can see it in the movie poster.
Spoiler alert. even though we're not spoiling anything.
Who is your favorite character, Sydney?
Why are you turning that
I'm because you asked it of me, so I think now it's your turn to answer the question.
Green Lantern!
No, that's a totally not the same movie
Green
universe.
Green Lantern!
Who's your favorite in this Marvel universe?
Batman.
No! Sydney! You're gonna anger all the Marvel fanboys and girls that that listen to this podcast.
I know. Like,
what is she talking about? She can't mix Batman and Green Lantern in with our Marvel heroes.
Why not?
But no, seriously, who is your favorite character in this?
I don't
know. Pick maybe two that you liked really.
I don't know.
Okay, fine. You don't have to.
Batman and Green
Okay, that's enough out of you. You go fall.
No, Batman is super.
I will say that
can't.
We went and saw this movie twice. I did like it the second time. I think the second time you get a little bit more. The first time is really, you leave the movie theater feeling something, and I don't want to spoil it for
feeling
very,
something.
Yeah, no, it really leaves you.
Very
leaves
descriptive.
You, it leaves you in a spot. And I don't want to spoil it for a whole lot of folks in case you haven't seen it, but
you should go see it.
Going back and watching it a second time, I really enjoyed it the second time. I don't know if I liked it as much as Black Panther, but it was still really, really good.
Because this one doesn't have armored rhinos.
That's
in it,
right.
Sadly.
They didn't have armored rhinos. I was hoping that they were going to break out the armored rhinos. If they had, this movie would have equaled Black Panther. I almost said Black Rhino.
Black Rhino.
This would have equaled Black Panther.
It's an animal. Yeah. I mean, it's an animal. It could be black. You could like dump it in paint or something.
Sure. It would have equaled.
Can rhinos be black?
I'm sure you could probably dye them black or something.
Or paint them. Yeah. You could just get like a paint, like one of those little tiny like artwork paintbrushes and start painting your rhino. DIY paintyourrhino.com.
This movie was...
I'm going to go to that website now.
No, don't go to that website.
Everybody go to that website. I'm pretty sure that's not a website.
This movie was 2 hours and... 2.5 hours.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so it is a long movie. Go to the bathroom before the movie starts.
Wait, didn't I go to the bathroom in between the movie?
I think you probably did. You usually do. Get ready to hunker down for a good 2.5 hours, because it is a long movie, but it is really, really good.
I think it was the second time that I went to the bathroom.
If anybody would like to talk Infinity War with me, feel free to message me on the Victory Condition Gaming Facebook page,
and
I would
like,
be glad
oh
to
my gosh,
have a discussion
with... I love Infinity War. I love that it has Batman.
With you about Infinity War without spoiling it to
be like, oh my
folks
gosh,
that haven't seen
I
it yet.
I love Infinity War. It has Batman in
I
it and Green Lantern.
Do think for those that have seen it, I am going to say that this movie. I don't know if you can rate this movie without seeing the next movie, the next Avengers movie. I think that they're kind of
you got to come up with a name really quickly because there's probably going.
No,
to
No, no, no. I'm not gonna try to come up with a name.
You got to try to come up with
but,
a name. It's a thing.
Avengers, not Infinity War. How about that? Un-Infinity War.
Un-Infinity War, the sequel.
I think that I know originally when they announced Infinity War, it was supposed to be two parts. And then they went back and said, no, it's only gonna be one. It's only gonna be one movie. I think they've kind of done a little rope-a-dope with us as viewers.
What does that even mean?
It means that kind of like faked us out. Where I think the second half of the movie will complete, or this next movie will complete the whole thing, and then that's when we should kind of take everything under consideration as far as just locking in our view on this movie. All right, so I'm going to say I'm going to buy Infinity War once it comes out on DVD. I'm going to add it to our Marvel collection. I don't think that there's a Marvel movie that we don't have at this point. If you haven't watched all the Marvel movies, especially watch Black Panther because that kind of leads up to Infinity War pretty well. armored. And it has armored rhinos. Watch that before you watch Infinity War. But you can watch it by itself, but it makes a little more sense if you watch the other movies as well. That's all the movies that we watched. All right, folks, that's going to do it for us for tonight. I want to thank everybody for listening. If you like this podcast, please give it a rating on iTunes or Google Play, wherever you listen to your podcasts. If you haven't liked us on Facebook, feel free to give us a like on Facebook. Just search for Victory Condition Gaming. You can also follow us on YouTube under the same title, Victory Condition Gaming. And we're also on Instagram. And you can follow me on Twitter at DougVCGaming. That's going to do it for me.
I mean, you said Twitter, so I started Twittering, but like not like Twittering, but like...
You're tweeting?
Tweet.
Folks, that's going to do it for us. Tweet. Thank you so much for listening. This has been Victory Condition Tweet. Gaming, because winning shouldn't be the only victory condition when you get to the table.
Tweet.
We'll see you next time.